He didn't think of himself as a children's author, but instead as an author who told the truth about children. Today, Maurice Sendak died at the age of 83, 4 days after suffering a stroke.
Joining us now to talk about the man who gave us classics such as Where the Wild Things Are, Ann Neely, Associate Professor of the Practice of Education at Vanderbilt University. Ann, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Glad to. Sorry for this reason, but I'm glad to join you.
For sure. Maurice Sendak was called a revolutionary. Why?
Well, he changed the whole field of children's literature. He made the books. He started the foundation of the books that we have today, the wonderful illustrated books for young children.
One of the things that's so interesting is when Where the Wild Things Are came out, some people thought it was just too tough for children, that it was a little dark, and then it turned out to be a masterpiece.
That's true. They were very critical because before that time, many of the children's, the illustrated books were very much, I call them the cotton candy version. They were very idealized. They were blonde hair, blue-eyed children behaving well in the books of the first part of the 20th century. And Peter Rabbit was not a good bunny, but he, in the early 1900s, he still was a bunny rabbit, so he was cute. But he misbehaved just like Max did and Where the Wild Things Are. And so it was this change, the characters, the illustrations were not of sweet little bunny rabbits or blonde-haired children. They had big eyes and big teeth and big feet, and they could be scary to some. Others thought they were very friendly and loved their smiles.
It's difficult when your first publication or one of your first is a classic such as Where the Wild Things Are. What about his subsequent books? What kind of ground did he break there?
Well, let me first back up. It was in his early body of work, but my favorite book as a child was also illustrated by Maurice Sendak, and that was Little Bear. And loved those beginning chapter books. But then after that, Maurice's work got even more full of all the elements of our human emotions. Jack Down in the Dumps with Jack and Guy, he wrote after seeing a homeless man living in a box on Rodeo Drive. He never hid things from children. He would often allude in his illustrations to the Holocaust because his father had lost many, many of his relatives in the Holocaust.
It's interesting because it seems that Maurice Sendak wanted to prepare kids with a little love for what was coming down the road in life.
Well, you know, he said that one of the hardest things in his life, in his young life, was the story that he heard on the news all the time when he was growing up in Brooklyn about the Lindbergh baby disappearance and murder. And he said his parents never spoke of that at all. So if they thought if they didn't speak of it, he wouldn't know anything about it. Rather, he knew about it, and he wanted to have some way to discuss it. So I think that truly impacted his art and his text in the future.
Ann, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, and you all have a good evening.
You too. Ann Neely, Associate Professor of the Practice of Education at Vanderbilt University.